Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We saw really happy scenes in the last 24 hours of Palestinians heading north, going home, but we also saw what they were returning to. Many couldn't even recognise their own neighbourhoods. They couldn't figure out where their houses had been. Meanwhile, all going well, hostages and prisoners are expected to be released in the next 48 hours. Under the Trump peace deal. The general mood, I think, seems to be cautious hope. Writer Colm McCann, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, Colm. Now, Colm, people will remember your novel, A Paragon, which is 5 years ago now, explored the conflict through the true stories of two fathers, one Palestinian and the other Israeli, each of whom has lost a daughter. And you've stayed in touch with Bassam and Rami in the years since. And in fact, you'll appear with the two men tonight at an event in Dublin. How are you feeling this weekend about this deal?
Well, I agree entirely with you. I mean, I have a very, very cautious sense of relief, but not necessarily a sense of optimism. I mean, the relief comes from seeing the pause in this sort of this heartbreaking genocide, but nobody's really under the illusion that a lasting peace is here, certainly not yet. You look at those pictures and you think about those people and you can have nothing but massive empathy for what it must be like to walk home, walk all the way home, and then your home is gone. And yes, we do have a tentative peace agreement and a pause in hostilities and, a release of the hostages and a partial release of the some of the prisoners and so on. But one has to think that there is so much more that needs to be done down through the years and indeed through the decades.
Yeah. How are Rami and Bassam feeling about it?
It's a brilliant question because, you know, they're happy, of course. They've been sad. They've been terrified. They've gone through the gamut of emotions. And yet they've been talking for decades about that what they say is we need to end the occupation. Now, this is the Israeli and the Palestinian. And they say, we have seen this for years and years. And look, and their mantra is we don't have to love each other. We don't even have to like one another,
okay,
but we absolutely must understand one another. You know, they need equality under the law, security, dignity for Palestinian people, no open air prisons, and a new way to think about this. And they have massive respect and thanks for the Irish people, not just in the last 2 years, but over the decades for how we have sort of reacted and held up our side of the bargain in a humanitarian sense.
It's interesting that they say we don't have to love each other. We don't even have to like each other, because you imagine that that's going to be a lot longer to come than
right.
Any deal that's done now or any kind of framework that's put in place, isn't it? There's deep rooted issues there, isn't there?
That's it. I mean, we know it as a nation. We've had, 27 years of peace, and we know how it flares out up north. We know the difficulties involved. We know that it's all messy. But, you know, in the end, they say we have to be neighbours with one another. And, you know, we need free movement. We need a free press. We need sovereignty. We need dignity. We need to, the life that Bassam leads, you know, going through checkpoints and having his family in what amount to these open air prisons is no longer tenable. And what they are calling for is Irish people to continue the ongoing support and to help them build, a whole new way of thinking about this.
Now, Colm?
And Israeli people.
Sorry, lost you there for a second. Yeah, a whole new way of thinking about it.
a whole new way of thinking about it. And Rami, who is the Israeli who was from Jerusalem, says that this war will have scarred the Israeli psyche for generations. And there will have to be recovery, not only in Gaza and West Bank, but in Israel too. Are they optimistic? No. Are they hopeful? Yes. So there, it's you know, we need people like them to step up and to talk to us and tell us the truth about what's going on.
Come here. You and me have spoken before about Donald Trump. You're very generally quite critical of him. Even some of his critics at the moment are begrudgingly saying he deserves some credit here. He's done what Biden couldn't or wouldn't do. Maybe it's a pity that we had to have another year of death and carnage, and maybe it's a pity that what happened in Trump's earlier peace deal didn't hold. But at the same time, would you give him some credit for this?
I would give him credit. I will definitely give him credit if things continue to evolve. But we haven't made any sort of huge humanitarian leaps yet. If we start to see the food coming in, if we start to see the political situation begin to change, if we start to see dignity and respect for the Palestinian people, then an enormous amount of credit will come his way, despite all the other horrific things that are unfolding under his administration. Do I feel begrudgingly so? Yeah, kind of begrudgingly, but if he gets things done, we will all admire it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people point out the irony of that he is an international peacemaker at the moment who's simultaneously invading cities in his own country, effectively. What are your concerns now about the days, weeks, months ahead?
Oh, my concerns are that they will go back on their word. My concerns are that a winter is coming. My concerns are that we need to feed people. But my ongoing concerns are, you know, how are we going to rebuild the education system, and how are people going to find that dignity and security that they need? And will people turn away? I'm willing to bet that Irish people will not turn away. I'm willing to bet that here we will have an ongoing movement to help secure those things that are necessary for the Palestinian people to thrive. I am not so sure that the rest of the world won't say, oh, it's all rosy now and everyone can go back. It's destroyed and we need to rebuild.
Yeah, there's an enormous job to be done there. Okay, so your event with Rami and Bassam tonight is sold out, I know, Colm. And you have events in Dublin, Derry, Westport. Derry and Westport sold out as well. There are a few tickets left for Monday night in Limerick, I think, for the Paragon Live event. Colm McCann, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.